It's the Swamp Swami Audio Podcast.
Gee, Mom, do I have to?
Sports commentary and a little lanyap, too.
Where are you going, Wally?
Dad's gonna play golf. I'm gonna caddy for him.
Gee, can I go along? I'd like to do that. What's a caddy?
It's a Cinderella story. Father's Day, U.S. Open finish. Here's hoping that you had a terrific Father's Day weekend. As for me, my wife and I enjoyed a brief stay with one of our sons and his two youngsters in North Louisiana. Then on Sunday, we had a really nice video chat with our other son and his three young gentlemen in the Mid-Atlantic region. All in all, it was a great weekend for catching up with your family. But that also left time for my annual Father's Day Sunday ritual. I attempt to stay awake and watch the entire final round of the U.S. Open Men's Golf Tournament. Mission almost accomplished. My wife said that I was assessed a 2-snore penalty for falling asleep for 15 minutes midway through the final round. I claimed that I was simply resting my eyes for the exciting upcoming finish. But I did wake up in time to be treated to a very unique and exciting U.S. Open conclusion. Former U.S. Open champion Johnny Miller knows a thing or two about catching fire in the final round at Oakmont Country Club. I really do miss the television commentary of longtime NBC analyst Johnny Miller. The 78-year-old Hall of Fame golfer still maintains a stranglehold on the final round scoring record at the always difficult Oakmont Country Club near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You might remember, if you were around then, that Miller zoomed from behind, 6 shots back actually. He was in 13th place after the third round with a record-setting final round winning score of 63 to capture the 1973 U.S. Open. Johnny Miller's final round magic overtook this cluster of stellar third round leaders: Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, Lee Trevino, Tom Weisskopf, and Julius Burrows. Every one of those players in that elite group would be inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame after their PGA careers ended. Johnny Miller has watched incredible improvements in golf clubs to increase the distance and golf balls, which fly longer and straighter than at any time in history. Yet, Oakmont Country Club sent last year's U.S. Open champion Bryson DeChambeau home on Friday evening after just 2 rounds. DeChambeau finished 10 over par to miss the cut after shooting a 73 and 77 during the first 2 days of play. DeChambeau's incredible length off the tee frequently found that 4- and 5-inch rough at Oakmont on far too many occasions. There were 4 golfers in this year's U.S. Open field who even failed to break 80 or 10 over par in either of their first or second rounds at that mean and nasty Oakmont Country Club course. The weather was not a factor in the opening rounds either. Dry, spring-like conditions prevailed during rounds 1 and 2 with temperatures mostly in the 70s. Johnny Miller was asked his thoughts about why Oakmont Country Club was still playing so hard with this current crop of professional golfers, and his reply was great. It's all about hitting the ball in the fairway. Indeed, Johnny.
Yes!
Shreveport's third round leader Sam Burns found that heavy rough too many times in Sunday's final round. He recorded 2 double bogeys along with 6 bogeys to finish with a disappointing 78 and 4 over par for the tournament. Former Masters champion Adam Scott, who was playing in that final group with Burns, fared even worse. He carded 8 bogeys on the day and a double bogey for a 79 and finished at 6 over par for the tournament. Yes, Oakmont proved to be one of America's toughest golf courses again. Oakmont Country Club is 7,400 yards long with very deep rough everywhere. It plays to a very difficult par 70 and has more than 140 sand traps at one of America's toughest layouts. It's hard to believe, but America's U.S. Open bully, Oakmont, does not have one single water hazard on the golf course. And it's a good thing. This brutal golf course has most professional golfers looking dazed and confused by the problems they encounter when their golf ball misses the fairways and the greens. Smiles by the golfers at Oakmont were harder to find than their golf balls were buried deep into the rough. And the speed of those Oakmont Country Club greens? 14.5 on golf's putting surface speed measuring device called a stimp meter appeared to roll even faster than those at Augusta National Golf Club for the Masters. Try putting a golf ball on your kitchen floor and you'll get a similar test of speed. The first 2 rounds of the U.S. Open at Oakmont last week produced an incredible 378 3-putts by the top golfers in the world. The next closest total this year on the PGA Tour was 242 three-putts at Torrey Pines in San Diego. This year's first two major championship winners were soundly defeated by Oakmont Country Club as well. Masters winner Rory McIlroy never contended this week with a 7-over-par final score. And likewise for the world number one ranked golfer Scotty Scheffler. This year's PGA Championship winner finished at 4-over-par at Oakmont, and he missed several birdie putts on Sunday, which actually could have moved him into contention. But it didn't happen. Other recent winners at the U.S. Open over the last 10 years struggled to even make the cut after two rounds on Friday. The 2024 and 2020 winner, Bryson DeChambeau, as we said earlier, was at 10-over-par and he missed the cut. 2023's winner, Wyndham Clark, 8-over-par and he missed the cut. 2022's winner, Matt Fitzpatrick, finished at 11-over-par. 2021's winner, John Rahm, finished at 4-over. 2019's winner, Gary Woodland, was 10-over-par. He missed the cut. And the double winner at 2017 and 18, Brooks Koepka, finished at 6-over-par. And in 2016, the last one held at Oakmont, Dustin Johnson was the winner, but this week he finished 10-over-par and, yes, missed the cut. Journeyman PGA golfer J.J. Spaun, though, found lightning in a bottle over the final nine holes to win. J.J. Spaun, whose lone PGA win came at the 2022 Valero Open in San Antonio, bolted out to the first-round lead at Oakmont on Thursday with a sparkling 5-under par 65. The golf course, though, exacted a bit of revenge on Spaun during rounds 2 and 3, but he was still tied for second place at 3-under par entering Sunday's final round. But J.J. Spaun couldn't have started his fourth and final round at Oakmont much worse than he did. The 34-year-old from California bogeyed five of the first six holes he played on Sunday and carded a woeful 5-over-par 40 on the front nine. How bad was it? Spaun's second shot at the par 4 hole number 2 was so pure that the golf ball actually hit the flagstick, but then it rolled 40 yards all the way back down off the green and into the fairway. And yeah, he bogeyed that hole too. J.J. Spaun was four shots down with only nine holes to go on Sunday. But this was Oakmont, and no lead is ever safe on this very difficult golf course. Then a torrential rain soaked the golfers and the fans midway through the final round and caused a 90-minute weather delay. J.J. Spaun said that that short break helped him to cool down, regroup, and play with more focus over the final nine holes as he overtook a very talented field. First-round leader Sam Burns and second-place golfer Adam Scott took turns missing fairways and bogeying their way through the entire back nine after that rain delay. But J.J. Spaun's drives began to find the fairways once again after the action resumed. He birdied four of the final seven holes to zoom back up the leaderboard as everyone else struggled just to make a par on most of the holes. It was a final round charge, reminiscent of Western Pennsylvania's very own golfing legend, the one and only Arnold Palmer. J.J. Spaun's Arnie-like drive on the relatively short 315-yard par 4 17th hole snaked its way onto the surface of the green as the crowd absolutely went wild. It led to an easy two-putt birdie as he moved to even par and took a one-shot lead heading into the tournament's final hole. Then J.J. Spaun split the middle of the fairway on 18 with a perfect tee shot. His second shot from the fairway splashed up some of that lingering rainwater, but the ball still managed to find the corner of the green. J.J. Spaun then rolled in a lengthy 65-foot curling putt for a birdie to cap a miraculous comeback. He finished the U.S. Open as the only player in the field with an under-par final score, and that was only one under-par. His late flurry of hitting the Oakmont fairways and greens propelled J.J. Spaun to victory on Sunday. Yeah, Johnny Miller, you called this one. J.J. Spaun was the only golfer in contention to find fairways and greens over the final nine holes. His amazing Father's Day comeback earned the U.S. Open trophy, a cool $4.3 million first-place check,
excellent,
and a guaranteed spot in every major golf tournament for at least the next 5 years. J.J. Spaun's Father's Day on the golf course ended with his wife and two young daughters running onto the 18th green to hug the new U.S. Open champion. Spaun later told the assembled media, quote, "It was just so cool to have my whole family there on Father's Day. It was just incredible. I have no words to describe the moment." Well, I do. As Caddyshack's legendary greenskeeper Carl Spackler once said,
"It's a Cinderella story."
I'm Swamp Swami.
Cinderella story. This unknown comes out of nowhere to lead the pack. He's on his final hole. He's about 455 yards away. He's going to hit about a 2-iron, I think. He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on its feet here. He's a Cinderella boy. Tears in his eyes, I guess, as he lines up this last shot. A former greenskeeper now about to become new champion. It's in the hole! It's in the hole!